In this section, we'll introduce the Quadrant 2 organizing process, a 30-minute weekly method that will empower you to create quality of life based on needs, principles, and endowments. We'll investigate how we can create an empowering vision and integrate it into the fabric of everyday living.
Let's think about this idea. Whole parts whole. Where that comes from, by the way, is it's a simple way of thinking, one of the most powerful models for teaching and communication. For instance, if you were going to try to train someone in how to operate a new computer software program that is purchased, what approach would you take? You take the whole parts whole approach. So you give an overview of what the software is trying to do, what it will do for you, what it will accomplish, what's the purpose of it. Does it manipulate information? Does it do scheduling? Does it do data searching? What does it do? You see the big picture. Next is you got to get into the parts. How does it handle information? How do you input it? You have to work with the parts for a while. And then after you work with the parts, then you back up again and say, now look, here's how the parts fit into the whole to accomplish that purpose. Ah, I see. Whole, parts, whole. It's a very simple and useful way of communicating in many, many situations. Well, when we look at our life, that's exactly what we're talking about. We start out each week, we review the big picture, whole. We focus on the parts, take each role one at a time. You see things differently when you focus on the parts than you do when you're looking at the whole. And then as they come back together, something else happens. The whole you see at the other end is a different whole than the whole you saw at the beginning. But if you look at the parts without the whole, you don't see the same picture. If you look at the whole without the parts, you don't see the same picture. And one of the great problems in life is we lose track of the big picture, or we get so caught up in the big picture that we don't pay attention to the parts and the specifics that have to be focused on to get the results. And it's not either or, it's and. It's and. You need to look at the big picture and the parts. But there's a synergy that grows out of the sequence, because the whole you see after the whole in the parts is a different whole. Sometimes it's called understanding. That's a lot of where wisdom comes from. We see both the parts and the whole, and it leads to a different quality of judgment.
The six steps of the weekly organizing process are: 1, connect to mission; 2, review roles; 3, identify goals; 4, organize weekly; 5, exercise integrity in the moment of choice; and 6, evaluate.
This process we're going to go through is very specific. We're going to suggest something you do every week. Now, why weekly? Cultures all over the planet have found a power in a week. There's something about a week that has a way of pulling together the elements of our life. It's just big enough to get all the pieces, and it's just small enough to be close to the moments of application and daily living. We suggest this be done weekly. This will take about 30 minutes. Step 1, we'd suggest you sit and connect with your mission, this personal credo. What's your overall purpose in life? What's most important to you? What are the principles that you'd like to use as criteria to evaluate all other goals, whether they're long-term, mid-term, or short-term goals? Connect with your mission. Step 2, review your roles. Now, what are roles? We have a role as a spouse, maybe, parent, friend, child, boss, salesperson, budget officer, member of a club, role in terms of health, self-development, the different roles or areas of our life by which we'll focus our activities and our energy. What are some of your roles? How would you list them? We suggest you don't go more than 7. You don't have to have 7, but we'd suggest you not have more than 7. But just think right now, what are some of the roles that you have? Let your mind go into it. You may even want to turn off the recorder for a few minutes and just think it over. Now, what I'd like you to do is think of one of the roles. Think of next week. What's the most important thing that I want to accomplish in that role this week? Now, try it again with the next roll. Think of the roll. Think of the week. And now the question. What's the most important thing that I want to really accomplish in that role this week? One thing. What comes to mind? Highlight it or jot it down. So what are we going to do next? Create a schedule, right? We look at that week and we say, when's the most likely time that I could plug that into the week and probably be able to do it? No more than 7 things right now. Just those quadrant 2 items, 1 per roll. Now let's suppose you did this process each week for the next year. Each week, I sit down. I connect with my mission. I look at my roles. I focus on each one. What's the most important thing I need to do in that role this week? I listen to my heart, to my mind. I pull something out. I write it down. This is most important. And then I block out some time during the week where likely I can do that, and I put that in. And then I go ahead and live my week. Let's suppose each week for the next year you go through the process and half the surviving quadrant 2 things get built in and accomplished. In a year from now, would there be a significant difference in the quality of your personal and professional life? Sometimes that vision gives us the energy to say, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to try this. But now why is it working? Why will it work? Well, that weekly worksheet provides context. It puts the needs of the specific in context with the big picture of mission and principles. Almost more important than what this process does to our schedule is what it does to our head. It reinforces the importance paradigm. Every time we look at that week and the framework we've set up, it's reinforcing that sense of importance. The next step is what we call integrity in the moment of choice. It's that moment-by-moment, hour-by-hour decision. Whereas you're going through that day, you're looking at what's on the list, what's now happening that's not even on the list. Because hopefully we're aware of people, and people are more important than the schedules. And as we go through that day, we're asking ourselves some kind of a core question. Am I on target? Am I losing my bearings? What's the most important? Is this next? What really counts? The idea is to be able to very quickly and easily again connect and create some kind of a space. Or instead of just moving more rapidly between things, there's a moment where we connect. We're checking in. Now, as we go through this process each week, what happens is it's helping to educate our heart and our mind and our conscience. So when we do that checking, we can read it quickly. It's there. It's just a minute space between stimulus and response. But it's so critical. Now the next step is we're getting ready to start over. It's the next week. We're sitting down. We're getting ready to spend that few minutes in preparation. What do we do next? Well, now we learn from living. How did it go last week? What happened to those quadrant 2s? Did we focus on them? Did we lose them? Why? Were they off target? Were they on target? Did we pay attention? Did we check our compass? Did we listen to our heart? When we did, what happened? When we didn't, what happened? What is life trying to teach me?